Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Do you know those years where you get to the end of the year and you've just had a really, really hard year and you start going into December and you go, I can't wait for 2020 to be over. And I remember in other years like 2015 or 2017, people saying that and I'm like, oh, this has been the best year for me. Like, I don't want this year to be over. I think most of us could probably say at this time, I think there's anyone who wants to relive the year 2020. I could be wrong. There may be that one person. But for the most of us, we're like, you know what? We're good. We're done. Greg says, do you want a do-over? I said, no, I do not want to go through 2020 again. However, when we get to the end of November, December, and we look back on the totality of our year and we think, ah, I cannot wait for this year to be over. I would love to give you a little bit of a perspective shift and help you by seeing all of the wonderful things and the blessings that we've had in 2020. So you, those of you who follow me on Instagram and commented about a month ago when I asked you what has been a blessing that has happened for you in the year 2020, you shared so many responses, and that's what I want to share with you today. The blessings that we have received from 2020. I love the quote from Henry Ford who says, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. And what I'd like to say now is so many people have a hard time believing there was ever a day when I was a negative person. I was such a negative person at the end of the 2000s, 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12, all of them. I was probably one of the most negative people you've ever met. And I consciously made the decision to become a proactive and a positive person. And you could do the same as well. And it starts by being able to see the positive and the good that is happening in every single situation. So today, what I would love to give you as the Thanksgiving treat are all of the blessings that we in the Organize 365 community have received in the year 2020. I want to start with work because this all started back in March when a lot of us got sent home and the whole world was shut down. So here are some of the things that you said that have been blessings for work. I quit my job and I'm working on my art being my business. I left a job that was no longer fulfilling. Customers thank me for coming to work at Walgreens. I'm grateful I still have a job. And what about all of you who are now working from home? My husband is able to work from home permanently now. He has wanted to do this for years. Working from home, I love it. I've always wanted to work from home, and now I am. I get to sleep in with a little new commute. Being able to work from home while pregnant and having horrible morning sickness is such a blessing. A couple of episodes ago, in episode 354, when I was talking about how COVID has impacted our home and our family, I had an episode about how COVID has impacted the economy in our homes. And one of the things I said was that not all of us are experiencing less money. And that's what some of you said your blessing was. September 22nd, 2020, Laura says, we became debt-free. We follow Dave Ramsey's principles. My husband got a raise and he's working from home, so now we're saving money. And another one, we sold a rental house we had for 12 years that was a financial anchor. We've had many though. Another common theme that you had about blessings that have happened in 2020 relate to your family and your friends. And I've divided these out by the kinds of people that you're spending time with, but I want to share all of these ideas because when you hear blessings that other people have, it is going to give you ideas for how you can end your 2020 strong by having similar blessings with your family and your friends. So let's start with extended family. We have a dinner and play 1 hour of cards every night with 3 generations of our family. FaceTiming my mom and sisters every Sunday at 4 p.m. It was the last time I got to live with my sister before she gets married. Zoom meetings with my children and grandchildren, talking and playing games together. Spending time with my family and catching up on many things that have fallen through the cracks. Closer connection with my husband and my adult children. More time, slow time, with my family, focusing on the actual worthy activities and not being busy. Slowing down and getting time with loved ones. With no travel, we spent every weekend at our lake place with family. It was a blast. 2020 made me slow down and spend more time with loved ones and appreciate that time. Time with my kiddos and husband all together. Closer to friends and family. More time spent with my family. And what about those furry little pets? We got a puppy this spring. We were all home from school and work, and it was great timing. And Jenny says, I got to spend extra time with our dog who was sick before he passed away. See how you can have the same experience? We're talking about pets. One that had a new pet come into the family and one that had a pet leave the family. And yet we both can look at those as blessings, the blessings of the time that you get to spend with those pets. And what about your friends? Making an effort to connect with my true friends, not just who I run into. Unexpected time with neighbors, socially distanced, of course. And I've heard so many stories about how the year 2020 has had an exponential amount of divorce being filed, but we had a lot of people saying time with their spouse was the biggest blessing. More time with my husband. My husband has been working from home since March, and I love having him home. My husband working from home indefinitely. His commute was 2.5 hours daily for 30 years. I cherish the time my husband and I got to spend together. And with those spouses at home, now we're getting some of the shared responsibilities that we've been looking for a while. Having my husband work from home and help more with the kids. My husband and I got to reconnect and make new family routines without all the chaos and the obligations. And there are so many of you who had brand new little lives come into your family. Let's look at all of these blessings. I had a baby in February, and my son was able to spend time with me and my baby on maternity leave. Also, I've been able to nurse pump longer because now I work from home. A new job that will make it possible for me to stay home when I have my first baby in April. Just the three of us, family time with our new baby. Welcoming our daughter into the world after years of infertility. 2 new grandbabies, and by Thanksgiving, one more. My daughter had twins in April, and her husband couldn't do any work trips, so he's always home to help. The year started off right, at least for me. I was giving birth to a beautiful baby boy. Now those kids are getting bigger, so what are some of the other blessings you've had with your kids? I get to spend time with my kids and my husband. Full-time working mom of 3, slowing down and enjoying kids. I'm more at peace with my kids' personalities. Lots of slow time with my kids. For months, we played a long board game every afternoon. More time with my boys before they move away from home. There's been a lot of talk about kids schooling from home, losing skills from their education. If you go back to June 3rd on a Wednesday, I recorded an interview with Amy Proffitt, who's our graphic designer, and she talked about how much she has really gotten to know her kids and having them school from home and what a benefit and a blessing it's been from them, if you want to go back and listen to that episode. But here's what a couple of you said about your kids and their education. My kids are with family instead of facing peer pressure and bullies. One of my students shone on a video task, and I would not have known it if it were not for remote learning. The opportunity to watch my kids learn and see them interacting with friends, it's been eye-opening. Now, my sleep has been disrupted in 2020, but here's what some of you are saying about your sleep. Working from home affords me 2 hours of extra sleep each day. My kids are thriving with more sleep, more family time, and less busyness. And what about that time? Less time driving kids around, so more time to be productive and active. My husband was home from work to keep me together when my dad passed away. I finally know what my schedule limit is because my hair stopped falling out. Turns out it's very low. And more time with my young children. You could see how some of those comments that people made, you could see as a negative, like your father passed away or your hair is falling out. But these women chose to see it as a blessing, like finally realizing that the reason my hair is falling out is because I'm doing too much. But if I stop doing so much, my hair stops falling out, which tells me I have less capacity than I thought, but now I know where my capacity limit is. And when your father passes away, but your husband is home and able to be there with you during that time, can be such a blessing. A lot of you dove into your house, as I would expect. This is the Organized 365 podcast, after all. Here are some of the things that you did. My house is painted. You told us to do something that would impact our family long term. Time. Finally did the big purge, and I even went through and got rid of my rental storage space. Since we were all still getting paid, we were able to remodel our basement into a master bedroom. An organized garage, which is the entry and exit into my house 95% of the time. So grateful. And I care less about my home being perfect because nobody is going to see it. Keep that mindset when people start coming over again. And what about the outside? I mean, I think all of us feel so grateful that we're able to get out, right? Here's what some people said. Having much more time outside. So many wonderful outings, hiking, biking, and paddling. More time with family, yay, and walking. So much nature. Just two more categories we have. The next one is about you. These are all blessings that you shared with me that are directly related to you and your future and your personality. And there's so many of them I want to share with you. Fewer distractions enabled me to start setting routines, something I've never achieved before. Time to launch my side photography passion. I've had time to start playing piano, and similarly, more time for playing piano, one of my passion projects. Improving my health. Personal development and self-care. I got through nursing school and passed my exam. Congratulations! My son and I, both employed, both still healthy, started a side hustle, just like you, Lisa. My daughter finally learned to ride a bike, and she's been able to spend time with her cousin. After 40 years of marriage, I'm finally learning to cook. Is that a subtle hint you guys are telling me? I've only been married 25 years, so you can wait 15 years before you're going to hear that from me. I've learned so much about how to incorporate technology into my teaching. And I know what is working. So much of this comes down to perspective. And the last things I want to share with you are blessings that you've received that are perspective shifts in your life. I found peace about our move from Canada to the United States. I'm feeling more peaceful, grounded, more time to focus in the home. The realization of how many disingenuous yeses I had previously been giving. Slowing down. Clarity on what's really important in my life, kids, health, family, and education. A truer sense of what is important and what is not. As we end 2020, I often say, you are in control of so much more than you think you are. And yet, when you watch the media or social media, you often see all of the things that are out of our control. Turn that off. Enjoy a quiet night at home with yourself or with family and reflect on what are the blessings that you have received in 2020. I'm recording this the first week of November, on November 10th, so it's before it's going to be aired to you. The election has happened in the United States. Pfizer just announced that they have a vaccine that they believe is 90% effective. This is only day two of that announcement. We don't know where that will go. But what I saw earlier this week was an article, and we will link it inside of the show notes, from Singularity Hub called "Can We Wipe Out All Coronaviruses for Good? Here's What a Group of 200 Scientists Think." When I read this article that came out around the time of the election, I was looking at other things to read other than the election. I'm sure you were the same. I thought, wow, I never thought about that. I thought about so many positive and negative things that could happen because of the pandemic. But I never in my wildest dreams thought that the outcome could be that we eliminate all coronaviruses. Do you know what that means? That means no H1N1, no SARS, no COVID, no common cold, all of them. And what these 200 scientists all around the world have figured out is that there is a way to figure out how coronaviruses attack the body and then to block that entire thing, not just trying to find a vaccine for all of these individual different viruses. That's amazing. If they're able to do this, what a blessing. How much would that change your life 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now that there were no more coronaviruses? That you don't get the common cold anymore or anything else related to it? That would be an amazing blessing that comes out of the year that is 2020. So as you celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow in the United States, and as you start to reflect on what has happened in the year 2020 and what you look forward to in 2021, I want you to focus on the good. What are the blessings that have happened in your family this year? What are you grateful for? What can you extend into 2021? Have a great Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh, I could talk to you guys forever, and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.